Isn't that the most adorable topic? Finding your fit. That's F-I-T, by the way. Or we could say is finding your personal groove. Do you remember that movie several years back, How Stella Found Her Groove? I'm sure every one of us has watched that movie. Well, unfortunately, I didn't really watch it, but I did read the title, and I just loved that title. I thought, you know, why should I need to watch the movie? Because the title pretty much says it all. So what is implied in that tricky title, I think, is exactly what's implied in the topic of today's talk, finding your personal fit or groove. And I'd like to think a minute about these questions. Where do you fit? Why do you fit? What is your fit here in this cute little world of ours? Now, I have to warn you ahead of time. This talk is sort of both the good news and the bad news at the same time. The good news is this is great. We get to spend this intimate time together, and it's a time filled with inspiration and divine intervention, and it's just a precious, gorgeous time to just let life ruminate within us, speak within us. And of course, the seeming bad news is this is a fairly heady topic here. This is not talking about the weather exactly. So what I want to do is ask you to just be with everything that's in this talk in a way that, as always, invites you to your innermost being, your innermost truth. And if you find your mind conking out a little bit, that's just fine, because I feel like whatever your fit is in this life, however you fit in and out and around this world, it will come to you from the deepest place within. So let's go back to the beginning. Have you ever asked yourself the question, who am I? Well, you probably have. Most of us have. We've asked that question of ourselves at least several times during our lifetime. And usually, I think, at times of major transition or personal deepening. And as you know, often we no sooner find out who we are and settle into the comfort of that new identity, prepared to spend the next period of our lives living that now meaningful self in fulfilling ways, when, sure enough, we start changing again. And then we have to start asking the question, who am I, all over again. So today I'd like to ask each of us to do two things. First, ask yourself that familiar question, who am I, one more time. This time, though, let the first answer that just pops into your mind, the first image to come into view in your head, the first response that jumps onto the front burner of your awareness, let that answer be the one that you grab onto right now. Don't bother thinking any farther. And even if what comes up doesn't seem very logical or totally right, stay with it anyway and just see what happens. Okay, got it? You now have at least some beginning sense, or some from within yourself, deep sense of who you are. And now we're going to open ourselves up to the next step. So the second request I have is this. Start opening your awareness up to the question, how does this me, the me that is the who am I, how does this me fit here in this funny three-dimensional world that we live in? And again, allow the thoughts that first appear on the screen of your inner consciousness to register in your mind, and let those thoughts just stay as long as they want. And while the answers to these two questions just percolate away in the background of your awareness, I'd like to talk away and share some thoughts with you about where and how each of us can find our personal fit. Well, as you know, each one of us is created unique, different. You're one of a kind. Of course, your friends, and maybe not so much your friends, have probably told you that, but that's not quite the tone I was looking for in this talk. So I'll go back to saying that you're created unique, different, one of a kind. You're very specially created, and there's no replica of you anywhere, no matter how far we look. And come to think of it, that fact is probably also both the good news and the bad news. The good news, of course, is we feel some inherent permission to not fit in. We can see ourselves as unique and feel the freedom to be who we are. And come to think of it, we can sing right along with Frank Sinatra, I Gotta Be Me. Wasn't that wonderful? And we can breathe the fresh air of our individuality, and we can just love ourselves as special. That's really good news. Well, the seeming bad news, though, is that to be a unique individual, to be somebody who claims her or his or her specially created or custom designed nature, it requires a lot more of us than if we were just one of the crowd or just fitting in the same as everybody else. Well, what does it require? I think, for one thing, it requires a lot of courage. The courage to say, for example, yes to ourselves and perhaps no to the expectations of others. Or the courage to live in accord with our truth when the truth of those around us calls us in another direction. Or the courage to be different, to feel non-ordinary, to claim our uniqueness. The courage to accept and love ourselves just as we are, rather than according to the definitions or descriptions that others might have of us. And you know, that's not always easy. I was with a very special group this weekend, and I bet over the weekend there were probably 5 or 6 different people who said to me just privately, you know, it's just so hard to be who I am in the world because of the expectations of society, the expectations of other people, the definitions that my family have of me, etc. And it's not easy, but it's really possible, and that's what our talk tonight is about. And one final thought about that. In addition to being unique, each of us is capable of molding our lives according to that uniqueness, according to that special design that is distinctively ours. We can understand our one-of-a-kind nature and build our lives and relationships around that. We can fashion our expressions, our accomplishments, in accord with who we truly are, and we can let who we are find its natural fit, our natural fit, in our psyches, in our bodies, in our minds, in our lives, in our relationships, in our expressions. So how about if we come back to the two questions we asked earlier? And of course we remember those. Who are you? And how does that unique you fit in the world around you? Let's look at who you are or might be in a fresh way. Could it be, for example, that you're someone with a vision bigger than that of many of those around you, or a mindset that's perhaps more comprehensive or global, or a spirit that may never quit, or an energy system that's more sensitized than those around you. Each of these gives us a little feel for just how we are different. Or maybe you love more deeply, or feel more sensitively, or have a body that seems to speak its own language, or are driven in ways that others don't seem to be. Or perhaps you just feel different for reasons that aren't so tangible or obvious. You just don't fit where most people fit. Well, I want to do something that I don't usually do so much. I'd like to share a little bit of my own experience from my own life. And the reason I want to do that is hopefully it will serve as a bit of a mirror for maybe your process, or hopefully it might assist you or help you in your own answer to the question, where and how do I fit in life? Well, I remember from, I guess, day one of my own life feeling different. No matter where I looked, I just didn't fit, and in fact, never really felt very comfortable with anything around me. And the truth was, I really wanted to fit. It wasn't that I really didn't want to fit in. And I wanted to fit, I think, so that I could experience those enviable feelings of, like, safety and security and groundedness, solidness, protection and stability that most people seem to enjoy quite naturally. Of course, you know, interestingly, later on as I grew up, I discovered those people weren't feeling those feelings any more than I was, but they sure looked like they were. But alas, back to me, no matter how hard I tried, I just didn't fit. And I came back time and again to the fact that I was just plain different. And that fact led me to the next phase. Once I could no longer deny my otherness, if you will, and had come to pretty much accept that, sure enough, I was different, I had to ask myself the question, where do I fit in this world if not with the normal population? Well, I realized as I processed this question over quite a bit of time that where I fit in life depended on, in fact, had to depend on who I was. It had to come from someplace deep in me. So I needed not just to accept that I was unique, but it was important for me to get clear about exactly how I was unique. What was it about me that I really could own and then start to put out into life? So I started literally a quite long process of grasping for my true nature. And in short, here's some of what I discovered. First, I discovered that no external system had the whole picture of who I was. Whether it was a psychological system, or a religious one, or a societal one, a political one, a philosophical one, a cultural one, even spiritual systems, none of them could offer me more than just a snippet of who I really was, a small slice, if you will, of the pie of my uniqueness. So over time, I developed the approach that I'll take the small piece of the pie that fits me, and I'll just leave the rest behind, thank you. And that started working actually pretty well for me. It took a lot of pressure off. Second, I finally realized that I could no longer look outside of myself for the answers. And I think many of us have gotten to that point, that we just had enough failures in that arena that we come to the conclusion, as I did, I have to look within. And we've all heard the psychological and spiritual maxim that all answers lie within, quote unquote. Well, having exhausted every option outside of myself, it was finally time to go spelunking within the inner cave of my personal truth. So I discovered in this treasure hunt several things. First, while I didn't fit in any normal human system, I did fit somewhere. And that was a magical moment for me. Ooh, I fit somewhere. And over the years, the language that described where I fit certainly changed, just as my own awareness expanded and changed. But in brief, I discovered that I fit, and those of you who know me, this will be no surprise, I fit in the far reaches of the universe, much more in the human definitional core of this planet. That I fit with God, at least my own expanded version of what God was or is. That I fit in the multidimensional or higher consciousness facets of life. That I fit in the more mystical, light-filled, or abstractly divine qualities of life. Then, over the years, as I hung out with that, I made an amazing discovery, at least for me amazing, that my human self could actually find its roots in this seemingly abstract world of grander reality. That my body didn't need the same kind of ground that maybe some other people's bodies needed. That my body and psyche could actually find their nourishment in and from the, if you will, from the light field that supplied my energetic form, that my humanity was actually fulfilled in my divinity, that somehow the human form of me could literally experience the divine that I now felt plugged into, that I now felt like I fit in, and feel the fulfillment of that, that my whole self could eventually find bliss simply by owning the allness of myself rather than just the regular normal definitions that humanness kind of put out around me. Now, my life at this point, and in fact all life, was beginning to get interesting. And suddenly I was able to expand my sense of who I was from that sort of lost self that was trying to plug into all the regular systems to an expanded self where I sure enough found where I fit in life. Let's move our focus back to you. Now, if that's okay, where do you fit? And like it was for me, only you, of course, can answer that question. And again, I just wanted to put out to you some snippets from my own life and my own quest and process, just in case that happened to be a meaningful mirror for you. And of course, for you, even if there is an external system, like a religion, a family, a societal mindset, a philosophical ideology, for example, that remarkably does accurately define who you are, still, you need to download that system's rendition into your personal awareness, personal depths, and discover its truth within yourself anyway. So, do you fit in life like most people do? For example, do you, and I don't mean these questions superficially, do you find satisfaction in a regular job, or do you find your fulfillment in the normal human discussions of weather and shopping and perhaps the neighborhood's activities? And if you do, great, and I really mean, that's just perfect. Then you've found who you are and where you fit. And you know, we can tell that, we can know that from the degree of satisfied feelings we experience and from the fulfillment, the sense of fulfillment that comes when we're involved in these kind of experiences. And if that doesn't fit for you, if that's not where your fit is, do you fit, maybe like me, somewhere outside the box of regular human activity? Somewhere above the forest of our collective mindset? Somewhere, watch out for me here, somewhere over the rainbow, you knew I was going to say that, didn't you? You could feel it coming. Somewhere over the rainbow of life's regular definitions, somewhere perhaps transpersonal. I'd venture to say that many of us who are gathered together here do, because I've noticed that more and more those who seem to find me and gather around me and invite me to gather around them are persons who live in a more multidimensional space. They experience themselves as multifaceted, and they seem to be propelled from within in a deeply spiritual, emotionally sensitive, humanly expansive way. Well, I'd like to pause a minute at this point and ask all of us, sort of in a roundabout way, a fresh question. Why does it matter that we get clear about where we fit in life? Well, I think it matters for a whole bunch of reasons, and one of which is because if we don't have a deep internal sense of where we plug into life, that is, of where we fit into the grander scheme of things, then we wind up with that nebulous, dissatisfied, frustrated, anxious, perhaps irritated, nervous, stressed, scared, fearful, restless, lost, wandering, insecure, vulnerable, or otherwise miserable feeling in the gut of our body. Have I used enough adjectives? Wasn't that really cool? Second, though, when we do know where we fit, or where we plug into life's overall makeup, then somehow, internally, we feel connected or even unified. We have a sense of inner satisfaction. We feel energized, charged, empowered, full, whole, complete. We feel at peace, or we feel expansive, or, as our good friend Goldilocks would say it, we feel just right. Oh, I know you're saying, oh, that Bill is so witty. So, knowing where we fit completes us. It fulfills us, and best of all, it leads us right into the center of our own very destiny, right into the core of our being, right into the truth of our soul, into the very beauty of life. Yes, when we're plugged into our source, when we fit right where we're designed and are destined to fit, everything, it's in place, and it feels like it's in place, and we're ready to spring forth into our lives as an active and participative player in our lives. We feel like creating from that place of plugged-in potential within us, and we're ready to let the very life that we know we're a part of have its full expression in our bodies, in our psyches, in our minds, in our lives, in our relationships, in our expressions, in our jobs. Knowing who we are, grasping our roots, feeling connected to where we belong in the bigger picture of life, it opens doorways, it creates portals, it invents possibilities for our lives, literally to complete their innate purposes. Our destinies become our reality. Our life purpose finds its completion. Our innate drives find their fulfillment. So, if you will, let's re-ask the same questions. And you've got the two of them down by now. Who are you? and where do you fit? Remember at the beginning of our conversation when I asked those same two questions, I suggested that you take the first response that came from within and just keep it in the forefront of your mind. Well, how about if we look anew at those responses from back at the beginning? Do you recall them? I'd like to ask you a series of questions right now. And of course, with those responses sort of sitting right there and you're just loosely being with them, I want to ask you to hang out with these questions that I'm about to ask. And I have a request that you let the answers that come from these questions visit your awareness, of course, from your own depths, from your soul, if you will, rather than trying to figure them out logically or derive the answer. Okay? Oh, also, I'd like to suggest that you not mull over the responses that come. Just notice them, witness them, if you will, that then let them go do whatever they want. And if they disappear right away, just assume that that's just as it needs to be. And by the way, if no answer comes to some of the questions, please be okay with that. Your trusty and, if you will, tricky soul may just want to deposit some of those responses not into your left brain, not into your mind, but into your subconscious mind or into your energy field or into one of those troubled organs of your body. So are you ready for the questions? Okay, here we go. And again, these questions are just going to plop right there into the depths of your being, and whatever comes, comes. Who are you? Who are you at this moment of your life? How much do you accept and embrace your own unique makeup? Where do you fit? What source are you plugged into? What does that look like? How does it feel? How fully connected to this source do you feel? Where do you find that source? Is it in your heart, above your head, in your body, up in the universe, everywhere, nowhere, all of the above? For you, how personal is this connection? Is this fit? Or does it feel more impersonal? What are your feelings saying right now about this fit, this plugged-inness? That is, how are you feeling inside? Are you feeling alive right now? If so, it may be that it's because you're human and your special, unique fit in life is being felt deep inside and enjoyed by your body, by your emotions, by your energies. Are you aware now of your intimate connectedness with life, even your unity with life, with that plugged-inness? And is your awareness bigger than it was, let's say, an hour ago? If so, it may be because you're experiencing yourself beyond just your individuality, just beyond the normal definitions of self. It may be that you're experiencing your unified self, your bigger self, your higher self, your expanded self. Is it now your experience, in whatever way you fit into life, and wherever you are fitting into life right now, is it your experience that you are really yourself? That you feel real and authentic? That you can just be yourself and feel, well, at peace? And my final two questions, and it's the same two questions we started with, of course. Who are you in a fresh way right now? Again, let the response find you. Let the response enter your awareness or wash through your body, vibrate through your emotions, outpicture in your right brain, express symbolically in your subconscious mind, or speak directly in your mind as you just let the truth of who you are fill every nook and cranny of your being, right here, right now. And may it stay. And the second question, where do you fit right now? Open yourself anew to that question, where do you fit? And again, let the response find you rather than you're trying to find it. Let the natural internal response lead you to that special place that you occupy in our universe and beyond. Let the truth of your connectedness to life find its own language and expression within you and just take you over and lead you anew to all that you are and to all the ways that you fit. Let yourself rest in the truth of who you are and where you fit forever. And while you're in this space of deep personal experience, I'd like to close this talk by expressing, as background music only, really, or as a soft echo of your own truth, or as a faint whisper of your soul's soothing activity within yourself, I'd like to express four simple thoughts. And feel free to stay in your own space with your attention on your own inner dynamics, or feel free to listen to these as you choose. One, you are totally unique, created beautifully in the image and likeness of infinite beauty, holding within yourself a radiant, exquisite embodiment of the divine, having an intricately woven and special place in life, given to you by divine decree. Second, and I feel this is so important, you are necessary to the rest of us. Without you, we would be incomplete. With you, and the very special place you occupy in life's design, we are whole and complete and connected. Number three, you fit. You fit in the most perfect way possible. You fit in a way that completes you and fulfills us. You fit in your own rich, dynamic, perfect way, and that way is filled with wonder and awe. Yes, you fit beautifully, intimately, sensationally, divinely. And finally, you deserve to live every day in this perfect fit, in your special groove, and in the unique connectedness to life that is yours. No matter what or who might invite you to another way, another path, another style of fitting, another definition of self, please know you have the right, yes, the right, and the inspiration to stay in the groove that works for you. Indeed, the groove, the fit that is yours by design. Thank you so much for this wonderful time together. Whoa, gee, that was wonderful. You know, I just want to tell you, I have the best time on these Tuesday evenings talking with all of you, because I feel like I'm wrapped up intimately in your heart, and I can literally experience you wrapped up in my heart. It's like the most wondrous experience of oneness. And so when I'm talking, I'm just partly concentrating on the words, but I'm much more than that, actually. I'm just so one with you and so experiencing whatever is not just the words, but whatever the words invite with each and every one of us. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I just so thank each of you for being on this particular call.